In his time, great events will be seen. There were great and extraordinary events before the birth of our prophet. A new star was born on the night of his birth. 14 galleries of the palace of Khosrau, the king of Persia, cracked and rolled down. The Magian sacred fire, which had burnt without interruption for upward 1,000 years, died down. The Samawa valley was flooded. Lake Sawa shrank back to its secret springs, leaving its borders dry. As reported in the Hadiths, there will be great and astonishing events at the time of the appearance of the Mahdi. These are some of the great and astonishing events that happened in the early 1400s, Hijra style. The 2,500-year Iranian monarchy collapsed. Mohammad Reza Pahlavi died. A gas leak from a factory in Bombay caused the deaths of 20,000 people. War broke out between two Muslim nations, Iran and Iraq. On September 19, 1985, Mexico City was destroyed in earthquakes measuring 8.1 and 7.5. More than 10,000 people lost their lives, and more than 100,000 buildings were so badly damaged as to be unusable. The Nevado del Ruiz volcano erupted, and the town of Armero was wiped off the map. Floods in Bangladesh killed 25,000 people. Rome, the heart of Christianity, was flooded. The worst forest fire in history broke out in China. Indian Prime Minister Gandhi, President Anwar Sadat of Egypt, and Swedish Prime Minister Olaf Palme were assassinated. Pope John Paul II was shot. The city of Edmonton in Canada was severely damaged by a whirlwind traveling at 3,000 kilometers per hour on July 30, 1987. The Challenger space shuttle exploded after takeoff in 1986. The AIDS virus was identified in 1980. The disease has so far killed tens of thousands of people and is known as the plague of the age. AIDS put an end to the sexual revolution that had begun in America in the 1960s and ushered in sexual freedoms of all kinds. The worst nuclear accident in history came about with the explosion of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. Many European countries were affected by the resulting radiation. It was established that there was a hole in the ozone layer. The Great Conjunction happened. In 1982, all the planets lined up in a row, bringing about the Great Conjunction, seen once every 23,400 years. The Berlin Wall, the symbol of the Cold War, was torn down 28 years after it had been built. Tanks were sent in by the Chinese Communist government in 1989 against the students, 2,000 of whom lost their lives in Tiananmen Square. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims were killed in the atrocities in Bosnia and Kosovo, and hundreds of thousands more were exiled. The Ebola virus led to the deaths of tens of thousands. In 1997, the Hale-Bopp comet passed so close to the Earth, it could be seen with the naked eye. Increasingly violent earthquakes cause terrible destruction and loss of life and property all over the world. The hurricanes, tornadoes, whirlwinds, and floods caused by the atmospherical event known as El Niño led to the deaths of thousands of people, to millions fleeing their homes, and to billions of dollars worth of damage. As well as all these portents we have just listed, many other events reported in the Hadiths reveal that we are living in the run-up to doomsday and tell us of the coming of the Mahdi. When doomsday draws near, the hearts of the faithful are weakened by such things as death, hunger, strife, the loss of the sunnah, and the loss of opportunities to enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. God will breathe new life into the sunnah with the Mahdi. The Mahdi will emerge after great dissension, when the forbidden is regarded as lawful. The Mahdi will not appear until God is widely and openly denied. I swear that such violent disasters will befall people that they will find no place to escape from cruelty and oppression. At such a difficult time, God will send the Mahdi. When the world is in violent chaos, when dissension prevails, when the roads are blocked, when some attack others, when the old have no compassion for the young, then God will storm the ramparts of their wrongdoing by tearing enmity from them, and will send the one, the Mahdi, who will maintain the religion in the end times in the same way that I have maintained it, who will fill with justice a world that is full of cruelty. The events we have seen throughout this film have revealed that we are living in the end times and that the Mahdi is about to come.